again, good evening and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers for the regular season finale of volleyball action tonight. And ninth-ranked Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is in town to face the Pioneers. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham and with you again on YouAreTheirSports.com as the Pioneers and Jaguars meet at the net to exchange pleasantries, and then we'll get underway. As the teams have been introduced, we've had our national anthem, so we are ready to go. The royal jerseys, black shorts, white shoulders and letters for the Jaguars, coached by Kevin Weller. And the Pioneers in their black with instructions being given. We'll have the first serve. It's Piers BBE volleyball tonight.
Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, nine of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, long understand the many functions of the office, security and commitment to take live. Please check my website out at RussellForSheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff campaign.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
And we're underway with this match as the Jaguars have the serve in game one, and it's served across. First serve was an ace, so it's 1-0 Jags off the get-go. Now the Pioneers play the serve back. This will be the libero, Carly Kern, getting it to the net. Hawks will bump it back over. Played up by Bragelman. Near side hit coming, tipped at the net by Hawks. Hawks sets for Kendra Fisher, who rips one wide. 2-0 Jaguars, and Ashley Trustheim, 5'10" junior, to serve. 2-0 start for BBE here. And it's played by Schmid, a Fisher, and free ball over by Rachel Vernig. Up to the net now. Tessa Halverson sets in the middle, and Schmid can't get to it. It's 3-0. Pioneer lineup out of the court right now is Kendra Fisher, Jessica Hawks, Bailey Bozer, Rachel Vernick, Claire Reardon, and Cassie Schmea. Another serve for Ashley Trustheim. Free ball to the net, tipped over by Hawks, tipped over by the Jaguars up front. That's Caitlin Heinze in the middle. 4-0 start for BBE. Pioneers losing last night in a thriller 5-set match at Little Falls, 18-16 in game 5. Irv off the net and down. An ace. 5-0 start. Five straight service points here for Trustheim. And she sends another one over to Reardon. Played up now. This is Hawks. Here's Rachel Vernig, and she's got a good hit. Jaguars won't get to this one as Haley Bregelman went sliding across the floor, attempting to dig it out near the net, but couldn't. And now Brianna Hopkins will check in, replacing Bailey Bozer, and Jessica Hawks will start the service rotation for the Pioneers. And here comes Jessica's first serve to the libero, Kern. Up front, this is Halverson, and unwinding with a winner is Kinley Swanson from the near side. And now Coach Weller will bring in Amanda Coleman into the front row. Coleman replacing Halverson, and Haley Bregelman to serve. Bregelman over to Fisher, Hawks, and Vernig. Oh, she didn't get it over. Glanced off her fingertips, and it's a 7-1 lead for BBE. A 14-12 replay of various schools on the Jaguars schedule. Much tougher schedule than the Pioneers put together, as the Jaguars have certainly established themselves as one of the premier Class A volleyball teams in the state of Minnesota. Brianna Hopkins gets it over. Now Bregelman at the net. In the middle, winding up and down. There was, again, Heinze off the middle block of Fisher. 8-1. Jaguars.
Yeah.
In JV action tonight, it was BBE taking 2 out of 3. There's one played by Reardon as it came skipping off the top of the net. Fisher plays it off a pass to the back roll. Bregelman, Heinze off another block. No, that's Swanson, Kinley Swanson. 9-1 lead for BBE, and another serve for Haley Bregelman, a 5'8 sophomore. Seeding meeting will be held tomorrow morning. We should know by early afternoon what the pairings are. There's a tip into the back row. Nicely done by Kendra Fisher. And Kendra gets the point for the Pioneers. It's 9-2, and now Rachel Vernig will serve. Here's Rachel getting the whistle, and it's across. Played up to the net for Bregelman. She wants a hit in the middle from Swanson, blocked by Fisher. Now it's played over by the Jaguars' Coleman. Pioneers will get it to the back row where Schmea passes it up and over. Bregelman for Swanson, back line and in. Kinley Swanson with another kill from the near side. And now Morgan Gronley back into the lineup. The 5'8 freshman, only freshman on the roster for Coach Weller. Here's the libero, Carly Kern, rips it across to Vernig. Vernig can't get it down, is out of play. Skipping into the official scorers table here at the MAC, it's 11-2 in favor of the Jaguars. Kern ready to go, and that one's low into the net, 11-3. Here comes Hannah Call, replacing Kendra Fisher. Pioneers are in our court to our left, Jaguars to our right here at the Memorial Athletic Center. Hannah's a serve, Hannah Call, sophomore. At 11-3, Jaguars got that one to go over the net and drop on the Jaguar side for an ace. So that one crawls over after hitting the tape. 11-4. With the seeding coming up, the Pioneers, according to Coach Towges last night in our post-game visit, said likely a 6 seed and a match at third-seeded Osakis in the opening round. Here comes Rebecca Ottman getting it across. Now the Jaguars, Bregelman, Kinley Swanson knocks it over to Call. Hawks in the middle for Schmea. Schmea off the block, played to Bregelman. Bregelman back for Kinley Swanson. Up front, Hawks now plays it. Near side, here comes Ottman off the block and good. Rebecca Ottman able to drill it off the block up front of the Jaguar defense. 11-5. Hannah Call will serve again. That one's low and in the net. 12-5. Those playoffs don't start until a week from Friday, so there'll be a lengthy layoff for the girls before playoffs start. Over to Call, up to Hawks, and near side for Hopkins, blocked up front by Trustime. Pioneers get it back with Ottman, tipped it across to Bregelman. Now set by Coleman in the middle, tipped across by Gronley. Hopkins over for Schmea, Bregelman in the back row, up front at the net, and we've got a violation. Jaguars are in the net. 12-6 BBE with the lead, and the Pioneers will serve with Brianna Hopkins, 5'8 sophomore. Here's Brianna, good serve, good dig in the back row. This will give Pierce a chance as it was free ball to cross. Hopkins on a tip. Now the Jaguars scrambling. They'll have one shot to get it over, and they do. Vernig back row up to Hawks, middle for Schmea. Played by Kern in the back line. Near side, this is Gronley across to Hannah Call. Back row for Vernig. Now it's Hopkins playing it to the back line of the Jaguars. Bregelman wants a middle hit set and a kill for Trustheim. Perfect feed from Bregelman to Trustheim results in the winner. And now Tessa Halverson will come back in and she'll step back to serve, replacing Amanda Coleman. Jaguars 13, Pioneers 6. Halverson to Call. She hits it right back into the front row. Jaguars will get it over with Kern. Now to Hopkins. Pass up front. That's a dangerous one, and it floated on Hopkins. Went over the net, easily tipped down by Bregelman, as it was intended for Jessica Hawks. 14-6 in favor of BBE in game number one. Hanekal receives the serve to Hawks, and now Vernig knocks it across off the palm of her hand. Here's Bregelman winding up cross court. That's down and in. Sharp angle attack that time from Haley Bregelman, a 5'8 sophomore, 15-6 BBE. Another serve, Halverson to call. That one's going to go into the crowd. A serve, 16-6, and a timeout for Coach Sandy Taugis. Jaguars have built a 10-point lead here early, 16-6 in game one. Central Minnesota Conference volleyball regular season finale tonight on youaretheresports.com.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Piers. This two-bedroom, two-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
All right, the timeout is over. The serve still in the hands of the Jaguars with a 16-6 lead here in game number one. Tessa Halverson awaits the whistle and receives it from the tower official. Here we go, back underway to Vernig. Up now, Jessica Hawks, the senior setter. Ottman blocked up front. And now the Pioneers will play it again. This will be Hannah Call, mishit it. Miss it, 17-6. Jaguars looking ahead to their playoffs as Coach Weller goes to his bench. He'll bring in Kayla Schlangen now, a 5'6 senior. She'll go into the back row and replace Kinley Swanson. Hawks up front. Schmea sends it long, and the Pioneers want a tip, and they get it. It was tipped up front by one of the blockers for the Jaguars, resulting in a Pioneer point to make it 17-7. Here's Claire Reardon now, the Pioneer libero, to serve. Claire off for Bregelman. Up front, Halverson, middle block. Kern plays it back for Bregelman from the near side, and that's a winner. Haley Bregelman snuck it inside the post. And now we'll see Haley Van Beck check in. Caitlin Heinze is back in. It's Van Beck to serve, a 5'5 junior. Good serve to Hannah Call. 18-7 Jaguars. Off balance hit by Rachel Vernig will work for the point. Rachel falling backwards got enough on it to deflect it off the block of Bregelman up front. 18-8. Schmea to serve. Kendra Fisher comes back in, and Hannah Call takes a seat. And Cassie will serve it into the net. 19-8. BBE in their half of Section 5A. They'll be the number one seed. Kimball, Eden Valley, Watkins, Royalton, ACGC, and St. Cloud Christian making up their half of Section 5. Here's Fisher. Took something off and dropped it in. Fisher wound up. And this year's going to throw a fastball, and she came with a changeup. And it's 19-9, and Hawks goes back to serve. Hopkins replaces Bozer in the Pioneer lineup. 19-9, BBE. Here's Jessica's serve. Played to Van Beck. Near side, Halverson, and that hit is long. Delivered by Kinley Swanson. 19-10, Jaguars. Another serve for Hawks. The other half of Section 5 consists of Bram, Onania, Hinkley, Finlayson, Ogilvy, Isle, East Central. And a hit goes wide again from the middle that time, and the Pioneers now have made it a 19-11 game. They split the Section 5 tournament into four subsections. So you've got a North 1 and a North 2 and a South 1 and a South 2. Serve is good. Bregelman, good dig in the back row by Schmea to pass it back over. Now Halverson wind up and hit it into the net. That was Swanson, and the Pioneers make it 19-13. A big dig there in the back line by sophomore Cassie Schmea led to that point. Here's Hawks again. Jessica over and Van Beck. Halverson, here comes a tip from Bregelman, and she got it. He came floating in with that right hand and just directed it past the blocker and down. Nice little play by Bregelman. Now into the lineup, Amanda Coleman in the front row. She is a 5'8 junior. 20-12, Bregelman serve, played by Reardon off to the side. Vernig chases it down, and Reardon gets it over. Now up front, Bregelman pushes it across. Swanson with the point. Kinley Swanson has been the big hitter tonight for the Jaguars so far between her and Bregelman up front. And the Jaguars now 21-12, closing in on a game one win. Bregelman over to Reardon. Passes up front. Hawks for Fisher. Blocked. And it'll go wide off the Pioneers. 22-12. So BBE is in the south half of Section 5 as the top seed. Looks like the other top seed will likely be either Upsall or Browerville as Vernig gets it across as we're back to action now. Swanson plays it over to Schmea. Up front, Hawks feeds it over to Kendra Fisher. Played by Bregelman. Swanson again blocked nicely up front. That time Hopkins got a piece of it. Now Vernig on a tip and good play by Rachel Vernig. Vernig makes it 22-13. And Rachel will serve. Jaguars with the game one lead. Bregelman back set. And that one goes wide. And the Pioneers, though, in the net. Rebecca Ottman ruled to be in the net, so it's 23-13. Coach Weller will send Morgan Gronley back into the lineup. And the serve by Kern is over and played by Fisher. Now Hawks near side. Here is a block up front by the Jaguars. That was Kinley Swanson denying a hit from Brianna Hopkins, and it's game point for the Jags, 24-13. Serve for Carly Kern off the net, and it'll drop, and that's the game. 25-13, BBE takes game one, and the movement is on to switch sides. So the Jags up 1-0 here in Piers tonight. Game two comes up next.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Piers. This two-bedroom, two-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, we're back at the Memorial Athletic Center where BBE takes game one 25-13 over the Pioneers. Team's back on the court ready for game number two. JV match tonight. BBE took two out of three. The Pioneer JV squad finished their year tonight. So their season ends with a record of 7-8-2. Talking to coach JV coach Billy Joe Kim in between matches, she said team showed a lot of improvement over the last 2-3 weeks. All right, here we go, and we have a carry called on the Jaguar serve receive. So Jessica Hawks serves the Pioneers out to a 1-0 lead. Here's Hawks again. Off to Kern. Kern up for Bregelman. Here's Swanson back line. Reardon got it over on a nice pass. In the middle, another hit dug out by Schmea. Now Rachel Vernon gets it across, and it's 2-0 Pioneers as Ashley Trustheim couldn't get it up and over the net. Pierce 2, Jaguars nothing. The other conference games tonight, Eden Valley Watkins has made the short trip to Kimball as the serve to Trustheim. Up for Halverson, and a hammer by Swanson. 2-1. And now Coleman comes in. Bregelman will serve. Rockford is down at Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted, and holding Fords in Maple Lake tonight. Maple Lake can win the conference outright tonight with a win. Here's Reardon off a hit to Kern, up for Bregelman. And we got a whistle and a carry called on Bregelman. And the Pioneers go up 3-1. Vernig to serve. Maple Lake put themselves in position to claim the conference title by beating Belgrade Brutinel Rosa last week. Here's Hawks up the net. Leah Furman's in the game. Her pass over is off the fingertips of Kendra Fisher, and that will be a Jaguar side out. Here comes Morgan Gronley in. 3-2 now. Kern to serve, the libero for the Jaguars to Vernig and into the net. 3-3. Maple Lake defeated BBE, sweeping them in Bruton last Thursday. Kern serves it over to Vernig. A tip by Kendra Fisher is good. 4-3 Pioneers. And Hannah Call will come in for Kendra Fisher. Pioneers now at the court to my right in front of their student section, the red zone here at Memorial Athletic Center. 4-3 serve for Hannah Call. Good one to Kern. That's going to be played into the net and down. 5-3. Service winner there for Hannah. And another serve coming. Hannah Call off to Kern in the middle back. Up for Bregelman. Tipped across, played into the net, and the Pioneers can't get it. There's a winner for the Jaguars by Morgan Gronley. 5-4 now. And it's Kinley Swanson stepping back to the service line. Call plays it right at the back line. Up ahead, Furman with a hit to the back row, and Bregelman can't play it. It's into the Jaguar bench. 6-4. Furman again to serve. One game to none lead for the Jaguars. Furman runs up, fires it across to Bregelman. Up for Coleman, back for Bregelman. Hits it over to Ottman. Now Hawks plays it up. Here comes Rachel Vernig to punch it across. Kern to Bregelman, over for the left side. Hit for Gronley for a winner down the line. 6-5. And Tessa Halverson will come in, replacing Coleman. Bailey Bozer comes in for Leah Furman. Both coaches making substitutions. Halverson to serve. Good serve to Vernig. Back to Halverson. Now up front, it's Gronley, and she'll be called for a carry. Pioneers have a 7-5 lead. Jaguars won the first game, 25-13. Here's the serve for Claire Reardon to Kern. Up for Halverson in the middle, bumped across by Trustheim. Pioneers played it, now Vernig off a Hawks feed. Played by Kern in the Jaguar line. Here's Bregelman drilling one down the middle. Haley Bregelman makes it 7-6. Caitlin Heinze checks into the Jaguar line, replacing the libero Kern. And Haley Van Beck will come in, and Van Beck will go back to serve as she replaces Morgan Gronley. Pioneers 7, Jaguars 6 in game 2. Vernig and Reardon, and back to Rachel, and that one is into the net. Never really got a good flow on that sequence, as Claire almost played it off her right shoulder and made it very difficult. And now Hannah Call can't handle the serve. It skips into the student section, and just like that, the Jaguars are in front. 8-7 BBE. Serve for Haley Van Beck. Van Beck floats it across. This is a good pass from Vernig. She wants Schmea, and Schmea will send it wide. 9-7 Jaguars. Game 2 underway. Here's Van Beck's serve. Angles it towards Vernig. Up to the net. Reardon will push it to the back line of the Jaguars. Now Halverson in the middle. There's a hit and a kill for Trustheim. Go, Haley. 10-7 as the Jaguars have rattled off four straight. Here's another serve. Van Beck to Call. There's a free ball at the net, and Bregelman is right there to eat that up. Easy play for Bregelman. And Coach Taugis will signal timeout. Jaguars 11, Pioneers 7. Game 2 will resume when we come back to YouAreTheirSports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fisher, member of the Pierce Pioneer Volleyball Team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Pierce community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
We're in game 2 following a Pioneer timeout, 11-7 Jaguars. They receive serve. Here comes a hit by Cassie Schmea for the point. Good feed there by Hawks to Schmea, and it's 11-8, and Cassie will serve. Cassie plays it to the back line. That was Swanson. Near side hit. Bolzer plays it. Hawks over the net. Tipped across by the Jaguars and down from the middle. That's Caitlin Heinze. 12-8 Jaguars. And their serve coming. This will be Ashley Trustheim. Ashley across to Schmea. Passes it over the net to Bregelman. Here comes Halverson back for Bregelman. Played in the back row nicely by Schmea. Hawks. Here comes Vernig. Blocked up front. Boy, big block by Bregelman. She is a force up front. Rachel really unwound with one, but Bregelman easily there to answer. 13-8 Jaguars. Serve. That'll go long. 13-9. And now Leah Furman will come in for Bailey Bozer. Service to the back row, played by Trustheim up to the middle, and a good dig by Schmann. Now Vernig in front, knocked off a tip to Halverson, short set. Bregelman again dug out by Schmann. Here's Kendra Fisher just getting it across. Bregelman, who does she want? Far side, this is Swanson. Third straight dig by Schmea. And now Furman is blocked by Swanson. Ace block for Kinley Swanson, and it's 14-9. Here's the serve for Bregelman. Reardon up to the net. Here's a tip by Vernig. Good sprawling dig by Trustheim. Swanson rips it across to Vernig. Now Reardon, and that's played, and off the back row defender, Trustheim. She just stuck her right arm out, and it skipped off her wrist. 14-10. Rachel Vernig to serve. Back row, Bregelman up to the net. This is Jamie Meyer who's now in the game. Meyer can't get it over, and it's 14-11. Heinze, Bregelman, Meyer in the front row for the Jags as Vernig delivers another serve to Trustheim. Bregelman in the middle. Here comes a Swanson hit that's low, and it's 14-12. So the Pioneers have cut it to two. And the 14-12 serve for Rachel Vernig. Sinking serve, played nicely though. Tipped across by Bregelman, there was nobody there. Heads up play by the setter, Haley Bregelman, 15-12. Now the libero, Carly Kern, comes in. And also Morgan Gronley checks into the front row. Jaguars in front, 15-12 in game two. Service to Vernig. Rachel's pass. That'll be difficult for Hawks to play, and it was, as it floated right to Kinley Swanson, and she just reached across and dumped it right down on the Pioneer side. 16-12. Another serve for Kern to Reardon. Another free ball at the net, but Bregelman plays it over. That was Meyer tipping it across. Now Fisher docked over by Ottman. Kern. Off for Meyer to the back row and down. A winner for Jamie Meyer of the Jaguars, a 5'9 senior. 17-12, BBE with the game two lead. Kern delivers her serve. Furman with a nice hustle play, kept it alive. After an awkward serve receive up front. Here's a hit from the near side. Gronley delivers, dug out nicely by Hawks. Now Bregelman in the right side for Meyer, played by Fisher. And Ottman to Reardon, back for Rebecca Ottman. They got it over to Kern. Bregelman pushes it over. Here's Swanson. That's in. Kinley Swanson has been the dominant player tonight. 18-12, BBE. Swanson is a 5'7 senior. Kern, low it over the net, and it is played out by Reardon. 19-12. That one skipped off Reardon's pass over the net and wide. So a 7-point Jaguar lead now, 19-12. And nice little service run going. Kern will get another one. Second straight that hit the net and rolled over. 20-12, Jaguars. Carly Kern's a junior. Quick count shows six seniors on this Jaguar roster. Here's a Kern. That one would have gone long, but it was played by Vernig. Schmea now back for Rachel. She gets it across to Bregelman. Meyer sends it across to Hawks. Furman now passes, and this will be a Rebecca Ottman hit to the back line. Kern for Bregelman. Meyer winds up off an Ottman tip. Pioneers now to Hawks. They give it for Fisher, blocked up front by the Jaguars. They play it across to Vernig. Here comes Furman, and we get the Jaguars in the net. And it's 20-13, and Hannah Call will replace Kendra Fisher and go back to serve. Jamie Meyer is a senior. Caitlin Heinze a senior. Mariah Heinze, a senior. Kinley Swanson, a senior. Kayla Schlangen, a senior. And Mary Dack, a senior. There's a block up front by Ottman. And Rebecca Ottman plays well up front. 20-14 now, and Call will serve again. Here's Hannah to Kern. Bregelman flying across, got it over. Now Call, back line pass, knocked over by Schmea and down. Cassie with a right hand. 20-15. Here's Hannah's serve, over, and good sliding play by the back line. Good block by Leah Furman. Furman with a denial on the far side. And it's 20-16. Pioneers playing much better here in game two. And a whistle. And we got the Jaguars on a service, on a rotation violation. So it's 20-17. The serve was wide, so that's a break for the Pioneers. 20-17. Here's Call to serve. Hannah to Kern. Up for Bregelman. And it's blocked off a hit from Swanson. And now Hawks will play it from the line. It is a kill inside the line for Rachel Vernig. Just inside the white stripe on the back line. And just like that, this game's within two, 20-18. Pioneers showing some heart here in game two. Another serve for Hannah Call. Hannah, another good serve. Kern up for Bregelman. Pushes it across. There's a good hit off a block by Gronley. Gronley ripping that one off the Furman block. 21-18. And the serve played by Rachel Vernig up to Hawks. Now it's Rebecca Ottman, and she'll drill it off the middle block of Ashley Trustime. 21-19. Leah Furman's turn to serve. Leah to Kern. Over for Bregelman. Back for Kern. Blocked up front by Schmea. Schmea got it back. Bregelman whistle, and the Jags in the net. 21-20. And now Furman will serve for the tie. Leah Furman runs up and sends it to Haley Bregelman. Up front, this is Meyer. Whistle and a carry, and they're tied at 21. Meyer called for the violation that time on the pass. 21-21. And now serving for the lead is Leah Furman. Back row, Bregelman bumps it over, and Swanson delivers the win. No, that's Trustheim, 18. 22-21. Tessa Halverson back into the lineup. And Halverson goes back to serve with a one-point lead late in game two. Halverson back to Vernig, up to Hawks. She wants Ottman, blocked up front by Trustheim. 23-21 Jaguars. Here comes another serve. Halverson low and wide. Just missed in front of the Pioneer bench. 23-22. Claire Reardon in to serve off the bench. He'll replace Rebecca Ottman. Claire sends it to Kern in the middle back. Halverson comes over, plays it for Bregelman. Good dig, back row. That was Reardon, across the net. Halverson, near side, Gronley over. Now Hawks dives, can't get it though. And it's game point for BBE at 24-22. Haley Van Beck comes in, and she'll go back to serve. Heinze back in as well, Caitlin Heinze. 24-22 serving for the game. Van Beck got it up. Here comes Schmea, and that's into the net, and the Jaguars have taken game two. More competitive here in game two, but nonetheless, it's a Jaguar win. 25-22, to go up 2-0. We'll be back. Game 3 will get underway in a couple of minutes on YouAreThereSports.com.
Good evening, Pioneer Sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Piers. This 2-bedroom, 2-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Piers Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan 2 routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and YouAreThereSports.com.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Okay, we're back at the Memorial Athletic Center. We've played two, both won by BBE, 25-13, 25-22. So we go to game 3. Pioneers will now play in the court to my left, Jaguars to my right. Referees get everybody set in the correct rotation, and game 3 will start with a serve for the Jaguars, Ashley Trustheim. And game 3 begins with Trustheim sending it to Reardon. Reardon up front for Hawks. What's Fisher? Kendra blocked up front by Bragelman. 1-0 start for BBE. Good to see Matt Ottman here and his mom, Lynn, taken in. Matt in the pep band tonight. Had a nice visit with Matt. Said he's coming to the football game tomorrow night. And the Pioneers will be whistled for a violation on their rotation. 2-0. Jaguars with the lead. Game 3. Seating meeting tomorrow morning for the Pioneers, and it's a coach's vote. Melrose, Sox Center, Osakis look to be the top three. Here's Schmea up ahead. Now across. Vernick got it up. Halverson for Bragelman. Winds up and a good play by Schmea in the back row. Furman gets it across. Now Halverson in the middle for Swanson off a block. And there was Furman to pop it up to Hawks for Fisher, knocked over by Vernig, setting up another Jaguar attack near side. Kinley Swanson tip. Schmea was there. Here's Hawks for Vernig, floating it across with a tip. Swanson to the back line. And again, Cassie Schmea there. Fisher directs a tip to Bragelman. Here's Kinley Swanson sending it. And again, it's Schmea. Boy, Cassie's been all over defensively in the back line. And then Reardon will send one long, and it's 3-0. Three to nothing for BBE here in game 3. And again, a serve for Ashley Trustheim. Low and over the net and down. Boy, we've seen several of those tonight. The majority of them that have hit the net have been able to get over on their momentum. 4-0 on the ace. Pioneers with a record of 6-17, and barring a big rally, they'll finish the year 6-18 and get ready for tournament play in Section 6AA. Here's Reardon off the serve, received to Hawks. Kendra Fisher sends it wide. Tried to pass it across to the corner, and the libero, Carly Kern, let it go wisely, and it's 5-0 Jaguars. Like game one, another strong service run for Trustheim to start a game. She started game one with a 5-point serving run. Here's Swanson, blocked up front by Kendra Fisher that time. One of the rare times the Pioneers have denied Kinley Swanson up front. 5-1, and that stops the service run. Turns it over to Jessica Hawks to serve. Jessica across to Kern. Now Bregelman passes for Swanson. Back row, this is Schmea. Up for Burning, and Hopkins will play it across the line. Now it's Meyer for Bregelman. She hit it into the net. 5-2. In the Pioneers half of 6AA, you've got Melrose, Sauk Center, Osakis, Little Falls, and Holdingford, likely to finish 1-5. Here's Bregelman off a set from Halverson, and Schmea can't get that one. She hit it. She dug it, but sent it up into the rafters in the gymnasium here and ricocheted around. Nobody could get to it. Coleman in for the Jaguars, replacing Halverson. 6-2, Bregelman will serve. Haley Bregelman to Claire Reardon. This is a pass across the net. Swanson for Bregelman, back and down. The old give and go in basketball. 7-2. Now Coach Weller will make another sub. He'll bring in Mariah Heinze for the first time. Heinze replaces Trustheim in the back row. Bregelman will serve at 7-2. Reardon's pass is low and into the net. 8-2. Belgrade Brutnell Rosa with the game 3 lead. They took the first two, 25-13, 25-22. Bregelman for her third. Across, and Schmea to Fisher, and Vernig pops it up and into the curtain up above the net, and that's basically a dead ball there once it hits that. 9-2 Jaguars. Fourth serve for Bregelman. Schmea to Reardon, and now it'll be Vernig to free ball it over. Kern up front. Bregelman tipped over by the Jaguars. Heinze and down. Caitlin Heinze makes it 10-2. BBE brings their football team over here tomorrow night to wrap up the regular season. 7 o'clock kickoff. Reardon takes the serve up to Hawks. Now Rachel Vernick cross court. Bregelman off for Kinley Swanson, and that one was played but under the net by Fisher. She got the block, and she hit it again and skipped it under the net. 11-2. Bregelman again. Schmea up for Hawks. Now it's Kendra Fisher. Tip across to Haley Bregelman. Now it's Coleman up across. Pioneers played that one. Here is Coleman to the back row and in. Amanda Coleman gets the point. 12-2 Jaguars. So Bregelman on a long service run. Here's the sophomore. That one is long. 12-3. And it'll be a service for Rachel Vernig. She'll step over to that far left corner. That's her favorite spot to serve from. 12-3. Jaguars with the game 3 lead. Here's a low serve into the net. 13-3. Morgan Gronley comes in replacing Caitlin Heinze. It's the libero, Carly Kern, sending a serve across to Vernig. Hawks for Furman, blocked up front, tipped across by Gronley. Schmea plays it, and Ottman got it to Bregelman. Off now in the middle, Gronley off of the back row of the Pioneers, and the Jaguars playing it well. Kern got it over. Up front for Furman. Hawks wants Fisher in the middle, and she got it. Kendra Fisher There was probably our best action of the night, back and forth. 13-4, Hannah Call will replace Kendra Fisher. Hannah had a nice service run earlier tonight when the Pioneers were neck and neck with the Jaguars for game two before falling 25-22. Here's a big hit and down by Morgan Gronley, the freshman. She wound up and delivered that one. And it's 14-4. Now we'll see Ashley Trustheim come in, replacing Mariah Heinze. Kinley Swanson got it over, and now the Pioneers will play it with Verding to Bregelman in the middle. There's Trustheim. That's a winner. Just power volleyball for the Jaguars, and they're up 15-4 in game three. Another serve coming for Kinley Swanson. Kinley across. Call. And now Hawks with her back to the net will get it over. Bregelman sets it back. Tipped over by Coleman. And the Pioneers can't get it. Coleman didn't get a lot on it, but she had the right placement. And it's 16-4. Swanson with the serve to Verdig up ahead. Schmea Kern with a leaping block. Now Gronley delivers a hit. Blocked up front by Furman. Schmea plays it across. Bregelman in the middle. That's Trustheim. Verdig is there. Hawks pushes it across. Ottman with a tip. And Jaguars get it back. Pioneers setting it up again for Furman. And Furman gets it down. Leah Furman.
Nice job, girls.
Cross-court winner makes it 16-5. And Leah will serve. 16-5, BBE. To Bregelman. Up front, this is Coleman. Swanson fires it across. Played at the net by Hawks. Off for Trustheim. Back roll call. Dunked down by Trustheim. Ashley Trustheim makes it 17-5. Here comes Bailey Bozer in for Leah Furman. And Tessa Halverson checks in. And now we're going to see Morgan Weller check in for the first time tonight. Weller will go in with a 17-5 lead, and Halverson will serve to Call. Up for Hawks. Wants Verdig. Verdig rips one to Kern. Kern up front. Halverson, Trustheim low and into the net. She wound up, but didn't get it up and over the net. 17-6, Reardon will come in to serve for Ottman. 17-6, Jaguars, game three, looking to sweep tonight. Here is a Bregelman hit across, played there, and Trustheim will win the point at the net. And another free ball that floats at the net. And nine times out of ten tonight, the Jaguars have had the big advantage there. Haley Van Beck checks in. She'll serve, replacing Morgan Gronley. 18-6 Jaguars. And Call. Oh, she was going to let it go and then thought about it and stuck her hand out and just dropped right at her feet after touching it. 19-6. The two teams that are likely to finish below the Pioneers in the subsection seedings tomorrow will be Long Prairie Gray Eagle and Staples Motley. The 7 and 8 seeds. Schmea will misfire on a cross-court hit attempt, and it's 20-6 Jaguars. Van Beck will serve again. That's low. Bregelman reached out and tried to steer it across the net. Little help. 20-7, and Schmea to serve. Fisher in for Call in the front row. Jaguars with the lead. Schmea ready and sends that one into the net, and it's 21-7 BBE. And we're going to have Coach Taujas making a substitute. And who does she call for? Caitlin Wytoszek and Casey Brzozowski. Rachel Vernig out, Kendra Fisher out. 21-7 Jaguars. And it's trust time to serve for BBE. She's the top of the service rotation for Coach Weller. Shmaya up for Hawks. Here comes Caitlin Wytoszek. That's low and in the net. 22-17. Another serve for Ashley Trustime. To Reardon. Up to Hawks. Hawks over for Brashovsky. Back row played up there. Halverson in the middle. Swanson is blocked by Brashovsky. Near side now. There's a hit by Weller. Or that's Kendall Campson in the lineup. And they'll call four hits as she hit it into the net. And now Mary Dack will come in. 22-8. Dack into the lineup for Haley Van Beck. Leah Furman comes in for Bailey Bozer. At the line to serve is Jessica Hawks. The senior playing her final home match here tonight as a free ball is hammered home by Brashovsky at the net. The serve receive came right to the net and Casey pounded it home 22-9. The other Pioneer seniors, Jessica Hawks, Bailey Bozer, Caitlin Wytoszek, Rachel Verde, Kendra Fisher, and Kayla Carter. Here's Hawks serve to Dak. Up front, Halverson. Near side, blocked up front. Pioneers with Furman getting the block. Now Swanson sends this one across to Reardon Hawks. And the Pioneers won't get that over, and it's 23-9. Bregelman will serve, and it'll be Amanda Coleman coming in for Halverson. 23-9 Jaguars. Haley Bregelman over the net and down. 24-9 match point. Referees halt action momentarily now. Signal play is ready. 24-9 serve for the match. Bregelman to Reardon, and that's going to skip out, and that's the match. 25-9. Game three goes to the Jaguars. They sweep the Pioneers in about an hour tonight. Teams will shake hands, and we'll be back to begin the postgame after this on YouAreThereSports.com.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Piers. This two-bedroom, two-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog!
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders beat the cadence for everyone's heart. Pride's on the line. Maybe a lot more. But then, there it is. The shot. It's up. The clock is down. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? Oh, please. Oh, please. You can practically hear the prayers in the hush of a thousand silent throats. Even the band stands transfixed, gleaming instruments dangling, useless in their distracted hands. But there it is, the ball, spinning, hanging, hurtling toward destiny. All eyes upon it, all eyes except yours. With your whistle clenched tightly between your teeth, your lungs pregnant with breath, you stare at the floor. Were his feet on this side of the line or that? The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it? You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Well, it's a wrap at the MAC here as the Jaguars sweep the Pioneers tonight in three quick ones, 25-13, 25-22, and 25-9 to end the regular season. Jaguars will finish 6-1 in the Central Minnesota Conference and 15-12 overall. They are up. Ready for playoff action. They certainly look like they are primed for a deep playoff run once again. For the Pioneers, their conference season ends with a 1-6 record and 6-18 on the overall ledger. Pioneers also will be getting ready now for postseason play. They will find out the pairings sometime tomorrow morning, I would guess. The coaches will probably electronically email or somehow system set up to put the pairings together. Coach Sandy Tauges, you knew it would be tough tonight, just 24 hours after playing a long, fun, exciting match, five-setter against Little Falls here and facing a very good opponent like BBE. And, Jaguars pretty dominant tonight.
Yeah, they have a strong program, and you're right, yeah. Mentally it was tough to come back, regroup, and I really thought the girls did a nice job of that. They had a slow start in the first set, and second set they got a little behind, and they rallied back and made a push in the second set, took a lead, but then we couldn't close that out. And so, they're physically tired and mentally drained a little bit tonight.
You know, as I watch volleyball action unfold before me, I don't know the X's and O's, and I don't know all the strategies and the techniques and stuff, but the girl that really stood out, I thought, defensively playing her better game tonight was Cassie Schmea back there. She was all over in the back row.
She was reading hitters very well, and she had a lot of digs. I'm not even sure what her stats were on digs tonight, but
at one point there was like four straight and just bullets.
She did a nice job, and I was going to say they weren't easy digs. They were shots at her.
Yeah, I mean, and BBE can come at you from multiple angles. That's really tough to defend.
Yeah, it is. They have a lot of good hitters, and, you know, they get up in the air, and they're able to attack that ball hard. They stay behind it, and it was tough for our players. But our back row did a much nicer job tonight than they did last night in digging balls.
Has your mind changed at all 24 hours later about where you anticipate your season going in the postseason? You still think you're going to Osegas?
Yeah, I think that's where we're going. I'll look at some things tonight, and we, like you said, we electronically do it tomorrow. Yeah. We'll find out by 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and where we're going. But there's a couple matchups I want to look at, and other coaches, I'm sure the same thing, will be looking at that. But that's where I feel is it. That's where we'll be going.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by here. And final home game, likely that the Pioneers will be on the road here from here on out as long as the playoffs last. So always tough to say goodbye to the old home gymnasium here for a season.
Yeah, it is. We've had good crowds, you know, even in a tough season like this with a young group, our fans stuck with us, and that was really nice. And, you know, even in the halls today, it was great to hear the kids say, hey, that was a fun game to watch last night.
Yeah.
Those are positives to hear.
To close things out, let's have just a brief thought about the C-Squad and JVs. Their seasons ended tonight. Obviously, no playoffs for those groups. But, I talked to Billy Joel a little bit. Near 500 they finished, and I didn't get a whole lot of chance to walk down to the pack to see the C-Squad this year. But your thoughts on your younger group?
You know, our younger groups, I thought there are some players in there that really grew in those positions, and I think you'll see them grow again next year. You know, this JV squad, they faced a lot of 10th and 11th grade teams, which it was predominantly 9th graders out here, and they did a nice job with the game and grew with it, and they were able to, you know, put some runs together, pick up some big wins, and played some tough teams in doing that.
Now, when I was talking to Activities Director Dave Rushlow, am I right? The playoffs don't start for like a week from Friday?
Yeah.
You got a long layoff?
Yeah,
How will you handle that practice-wise, what we have lined up for the girls? Have you given that some thought? Maybe give them a break a little bit, a little mental, if anything, just to kind of re-energize the batteries?
Yeah, we'll actually go late tomorrow and get our weightlifting and things like that in. But we will... I will give them the weekend off. Yep. They'll have that whole MEA weekend off, regroup and energize. And we still have 4 days. We are trying to line up a scrimmage next Tuesday. We just haven't had a confirmation on that yet. And so then hopefully that'll break up our week a little bit.
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. Thanks,
Sandy Tauchus, head coach of the Pioneers. Wherever the Pioneers go, we'll follow on youaretheresports.com as the Pioneers now have closed up the regular season and turned their sights to the playoffs, as do the BBE Jaguars. Good luck to both teams heading to postseason play. Pioneers, as Coach Tauchus said, will find out sometime tomorrow. Coaches get together electronically, email and back and forth, and set things up and pair things out, and we'll see. I expect a matchup at Osakis would be my hazard of a guess as you look at the way things have played out so far, standings-wise and record-wise. So tomorrow night, it'll be Piers and BBE once again, this time in football, and it's the regular season finale there. The Pioneers will look to go a perfect 8-0 in the regular season. If they do that, it would be the first time a Pioneer football team has done that since 2006, 8 years since the Pioneers have run the table in the regular season. It would be the Pioneers' first outright CMC title since 2011. So if they can beat the Jaguars tomorrow night, they'll accomplish both of those things, and then they'll get ready for the playoffs. The thing that will be nice is the Pioneers likely will now get a first-round bye in Section 5-3A, meaning they won't play until a week from Saturday. The playoffs begin a week from tonight in high school football, if you can believe that already. A week from tonight will be half the state of Minnesota, basically, will be done with the football season as the playoffs will begin. And the Pioneers and Coach Leo Polkamp expecting that first-round bye by virtue of the number one seed out of Section 5-3A, where the Pioneers are the defending Section 5-3A champions. So it gets really interesting now with playoff action about to commence for the volleyball and football teams. I know the Pioneers hosted the CMC cross-country meet. The tennis team wrapped up their season recently, both individuals and team-wise. So we're getting down to it as the gym clears out here. And again, the Jaguars win in three, 25-13, 25-22, and then 25-9 to finish things off. So we'll let you know where the Pioneers are headed. We'll find out tomorrow afternoon at some point what the seedings look like. We'll see you tomorrow night. The pregame show, 6:45. The kickoff at 7 o'clock just across the parking lot at the football field. Piers and BBE in high school football action right here on youaretheresports.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.